Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We let that cold or virus run its course and let Mother Nature and the God-given body that we have and all of the antibiotics and things we have in our body, what's the length that it normally takes for your body to heal itself? Because I think all of us jump the gun. We want instant gratification. That's why we're going to the physician. That's why we're asking for the Z-Pak or the amoxicillin. How long should it take, in your professional opinion, for the human body to help someone of good health, decent health even, recover from a common cold?
Okay, so like this is not a cop-out because I am going to answer your question.
Okay.
But of course, it's going to be depending on that individual person's health,
okay,
and where they are, you know, at that particular point in time. But that being said, each one of these bacteria or viruses that attack us,
right,
it takes a certain amount of time for our body's own immune system to recognize it and then to bring its defenses to bear and destroy whatever is invading us that could cause us harm. We have an innate immune system.
A what, Doc?
Innate.
Okay.
Innate. An immune system that's already there. It's in place. It doesn't have to develop anything special. It's coming with its own weapons. But these are generic weapons. And that will take care of a lot of the things that enter into our body that you're not even aware of. So there's like bacteria and viruses and probably cancer cells, you know, that are here inside of our body.
Hey, so
and
everybody's born with some of those.
And they're coming into us from the air we breathe. These toxins are coming into us too. We're there, but we're getting rid of most of them, right? We've developed an innate immune system that will recognize this as something foreign and dangerous, and will deal with it. Now, these things are mutating. There are certain bacteria and viruses, they mutate, and they figure out a way to get around our innate immune system. So that's where our adaptive immune system comes into play. So this is where the T cells and the B cells that you hear about, they now are going to adapt to that new virus, to that new bacteria, and then they're going to go and take care of business. For a cold, it may take, I don't know what, 4 to 7 days, right? Okay, a flu is going to should run its course in about 10 days.
Okay, that
right?
Makes sense.
Now, pneumonia, most pneumonias you will get rid of. Your body's immune system can handle it without a problem.
But how
long? You have
long?
To wait a little longer for that, right? I don't know. What are we going to say? 2 weeks?
Okay.
Maybe a little longer. But people jump the gun. You're like sick. And you're feeling awful.
You want to feel better now.
You want to feel better now. You're in there. It hasn't gotten better in 7 days. And believe me, I think if it hasn't gotten better in 7 to 10 days, you're going to probably need to seek care if it hasn't gotten any better at all. But at that point, it could be a pneumonia that if you would have waited another 7 days that your body could have taken care of on its own, especially if it's a virus, because we have very little medicines that are going to take care of viruses that have mutated to the point where the antibiotic, first of all, an antibiotic isn't going to work on a virus, and antiviral medications aren't always going to work either. There's less of them. So, yes, you know, our body, depending on the problem, it's going to take anywhere from, I would say, 5 days to 2 weeks. I usually give it 7 to 10 days, and I expect to be starting to feel better in about 4 to 5 days.
That makes sense. I can live with that.
And you can start feeling. Look, those first 3 days, your adaptive immune system still trying to figure out what's going on. It could take 5 to 6 days for it to really figure out what's going
on. So with every time that, and we'll get back on antibiotics now, with every time we put antibiotics in our body, is that slowing down the natural healing process for the next time?
Not necessarily. What you're doing, though, is you're giving an opportunity for... You're giving an opportunity for these bacteria to adapt to that antibiotic. And so now you have antibiotic resistant bacteria. And so the more antibiotics that they are exposed to, the more opportunity they have to adapt. So these animals that are getting all of these antibiotics and for basically as a growth hormone, you are now providing a opportunity for these bacteria to become antibiotic resistant. And then if they get into the human, we got problems.
All right, go ahead. Antibiotics. Talk to me more about these things.
Well, that's pretty much that pretty much kind of wraps it up. Oh, what I can tell you this is 20 years ago, over 20 years ago, I went on hospital rounds with a friend of mine. Honestly, it was probably 30 years ago. And at that time, they were talking about how the medical community had to stay one step ahead of the new type of bacteria that was, you know, adapting to what's going on. And as far as the viruses go, that they were talking about vaccinations at that time, and they were saying, we don't know what the next one's going to be. We need to start now to try to figure out what to do for the oncoming season. But as far as bacteria and antibiotic-resistant bacteria, that's been going on. The medical community has known about it for at least 35, 40 years.
Really?
Yeah. And to be honest with you, Rob, I think that a lot of the doctors don't want to give their patients antibiotics.
It's the patient's forcing
the patient comes in, and they're sick, and they want something to be done. You know, they're not willing to wait that 7 to 10 days that it might take. So they start panicking, especially you got children. You know, you don't want to see your children suffer. So you go on there, and the doctor recognizes that most likely this is a viral infection. But they're not going to leave. That parent's not leaving until they have that antibiotic. So it's both ends.
Makes sense. Does.
All right. So let's get back to the topic, which is detoxification. And we talked about the problem with antibiotic-resistant bacteria being in the food that we eat. But there's other ways that toxins enter into our body. And one category that I do not want to skip over is heavy metals, such as lead and aluminum and arsenic, cadmium and mercury. And understand, we're exposed to them in the water that we drink and the air we breathe. Mercury, by the way, can also be found in dental fillings and the fish that we eat. Do you know what kind of fish, Rob? Predatory fish.
Really?
Fish like swordfish, tuna fish. Yeah, because, see, the mercury starts to accumulate in the little fish that eat the algae that has some mercury in it. Okay, so they start accumulating there, and as the bigger fish eat them, the mercury content biomagnifies. In other words, the bigger fish contain more of it. And then we eat those fish. And then the mercury biomagnifies in us as well. And that includes tuna. So I always recommend going for a very low mercury content tuna. I have no stock on this company whatsoever, which I did. But it's called Safe Catch Tuna. And Safe Catch is, it's called Safe Catch because they've monitored it for the amount of mercury, and it's actually endorsed by the American Pregnancy Association. So it's pretty safe to use. And I eat tuna sometimes, and that is the tuna that I do eat. So other toxins include petrochemicals and the gasoline fumes we breathe and from the factories that emit them. And there are toxins related in our body due to stress. Stress in and of itself will build up toxins as part of the metabolic process of dealing with stress. And let's not forget about the microbial toxins released by harmful microorganisms in our body, such as the yeast, amoebas, parasites, and bad bacteria that are living within us. Now, symptoms caused by the inability of our organs of elimination to keep up with this toxic load can be many, and they include hormone imbalances, skin breakouts, and rashes. The skin is often affected by a toxic overload. Lack of energy, weakness or fatigue, depression and mood disorders are a possibility, along with memory loss and brain fog, headaches, eye, ear, nose, or throat irritation, hair loss, and infertility in women and men. In addition, Dr. Hyman a recognized authority in functional medicine, says this overwhelming toxic load can be associated with a variety of diseases such as Alzheimer's, dementia, heart disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia syndrome, liver disease, cancers, autoimmune diseases, food allergies, arthritis, digestive diseases like Crohn's disease, ulcers, and colitis. In fact, I'm starting to think, what are they not associated with? So the million-dollar question is, how do we lessen this toxic load and prevent it from accumulating in our tissues and remove some of what is already there? First, we want to identify and remove as many toxins as possible from our environment and diet. Okay, that's the no-brainer. If we can avoid it, we do so. If we keep being exposed to toxins and ingest them in the food we eat, it will make it much more difficult in removing the ones that are already stored in our cells and tissues. And that's a good reason to eat what? An organic, whole food, plant-based diet. All right.
You should have stock in that company. Whatever they're selling. Good stuff. I can't believe predatory fish, huh?
Yeah, like even pike. Pike? Yeah. You know, from great. Yeah, even those are high in mercury.
Mm-hmm. So wherever they eat, it's good for us.
Yeah, lots of mercury. Yeah. We want lots of that little. Do you remember that used to be in thermometers when you'd break the thermometer?
Yeah.
You'd have that little mercury that would roll around, and you were so tempted to like to touch it and feel it because it was so cool.
Yeah. Eat your vegetables and your mercury. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. We've got lots more of interesting stuff to come. Make an appointment, become one of his patients. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. It is the Weiner Wellness Center program. Get well naturally, KDK Radio. I cannot stress enough for you to get to the Weiner Wellness Center. Let them build a complete plan for you, the supplements that you need, the steps that you need to take. Get the most out of life, stay healthy, and get well naturally. The Weiner Wellness Center. Call now, make an appointment to be one of his patients. He would love to meet you in person. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Doctor.
Thanks, Rob. So we left off talking about what we can do for ourselves, and I said be sure to eat an organic, whole food, plant-based diet that isn't going to have pesticides, insecticides, fungicides, growth hormones, and antibiotics included in what you eat. Now, the next steps include restoring the health of our gut, which is an important contributor to the toxic load for many reasons. And we also want to increase our physical activity to improve circulation and lymphatic function, which helps rid the body of toxins, waste, and other unwanted materials. Our lymphatic system depends upon movement to keep the lymph flowing in your body. And we want to improve and engage the function of our liver, kidneys, gut, and lungs, which are the other major players of the detoxification system. Now, no disrespect to the other organs of detoxification, because we know how important they are in so many ways. However, for time constraints, this discussion will focus on the liver, which is our leading detoxification organ. And while we will be concentrating on the liver's role in detoxification because of time constraints, it has many other important functions that keep us alive and healthy. The liver is so essential that we can survive only 1 or 2 days if it fails. The good news is that the liver can function even when up to 75% of it is diseased or removed, because it has this wondrous ability to create new liver tissue. In other words, it can regenerate itself from the healthy liver cells that remain. I was just talking to someone who has a friend that donated half of her liver to a family member and is now doing quite well just a few weeks after undergoing a surgery where she gave away half her liver. For those who are interested, the most rapid regeneration of the liver occurs in the first 6 weeks after surgery. During this time, the liver typically returns to about 80% of its original size, and growth will continue up to about a year, to which point the liver should return to about 90% of its original size. Not perfect, but certainly good enough to do everything that it needs to do to keep you healthy. As a detoxifier, our liver clears our blood of waste products, drugs, and other poisonous substances. In fact, listen to this. The liver cleans and filters 2 liters of blood per minute. That's over 2 quarts of blood every minute. It neutralizes the toxins, and then some are shunted into our bloodstream to be eliminated through our kidneys and urine. Others are bound to bile. You've heard that word before, right? Others are bound to bile that is secreted by the liver and stored in the gallbladder, which secretes the bile into the small intestine. And every day, the liver produces and secretes 1 quart of bile, which is essential to digesting fats and proper absorption of fat-soluble vitamins, such as D, vitamin E, and A, along with eliminating certain waste products and toxins from our body. In the intestinal tract, right, in our gut, soluble fiber binds to the bile and toxins, and guess what happens to them? They are excreted by our feces. Now, that's a lot of work for our liver to do. And our goal in a detoxification program is let's give our liver a little rest and provide all the nutrients and support that it needs to function optimally. So, how does our liver actually go about accomplishing this daunting job of detoxification? Now, it's a little complicated. So I'm going to give you the shortest and least complicated, the shortest Cliff Note version that I can. So I'm going to be leaving out a lot of detail. However, I hope to give you the overall big picture. To begin with, it's important to understand that many of the toxins that make their way into our body, including food additives, heavy metals, pollutants, plastics, and other environmental toxins, are fat-soluble and must be made water-soluble to be eliminated from your body in your water-soluble liquids, such as bile, sweat, and urine. Now, I don't want to just gloss over that, because this is basically what's happening when the liver detoxifies toxins. It's basically, its major goal is to take those fat-soluble toxins, right, from the heavy metals and the pollutants and the plastics, and convert them into a water-soluble compound so that we can get rid of them. The ultimate goal of liver detoxification is to transform fat-soluble toxic compounds into water-soluble compounds that can be excreted by your kidneys and as fecal matter from bile through your colon. Now, listen to this. When you add oil to a cup of water, the two don't mix. Oil will not dissolve in water. That's the same situation that our body encounters with fat-soluble toxins. The toxins will only dissolve in fat-soluble, fat-oily solutions, so the liver uses a two-phase method to convert fat-soluble toxins into water-soluble toxins before they get stored into your fat cells. So, phase one. In phase one, toxins are converted into intermediate molecules that, while they are more water-soluble, they're still a little bit toxic. They're not ready to be eliminated. Now, during this phase one, chemically active substances, including free radicals, which are potential, just the name, you know that they're not good. Free radicals are potentially very dangerous to our cells, are generated. That is why consuming antioxidants to neutralize the free radicals is so important in liver detoxification, especially for phase one. The bottom line with phase one detoxification is you need it, but you don't want phase one activity to exceed your liver's phase two ability, which is going to neutralize the free radicals, conjugate the intermediate toxins produced in phase one, and finish the job. Otherwise, you're going to be in trouble because you're not going to have a compound that is sufficiently water-soluble and toxic-free, and you're going to have too many of these free radicals roaming around in your system. Now, you can improve phase one by reducing your exposure to toxins that you can avoid by increasing your intake of food and supplements containing large amounts of antioxidants, right? For free radicals, we neutralize them with antioxidants. So what am I going to recommend in terms of food? A whole food plant-based diet. And why? Because on average, plants have 64 times, that's not 24 times, that's 64 times, more antioxidant contents than meats. Even when compared against the highest rated meat, which was chicken livers, the average plant has over 11 times more antioxidant content. In addition, a whole food plant-based diet is going to have a higher content of fiber, folic acid, vitamin C, E, potassium, magnesium, and of course dietary fiber, because only plants contain dietary fiber, all of which are important in the detoxification process. The next phase is two, and that involves conjugation, which means that a protective compound becomes bound to the toxin to now make that water-soluble phase one product less toxic and safely eliminate it through your bile, urine, and stool. A few of these conjugator of toxins include glutathione, sulfur, methyl groups that sufficiently contain and create water-soluble compounds to be excreted from the liver, in the bile, through our kidneys, as urine. And there are several different pathways that can carry out that phase. Way too complicated for this, but I will quickly mention two. One is methylation. This is very important for the detoxification process and involves the binding of methyl groups. If you've taken any chemistry at all, ever, you'll at least remember the name a methyl group, which is one carbon bonded to three hydrogen atoms, and that gets bound to the phase one toxic substances. It's so important that methylation takes place approximately 1 billion times a second. 1 billion times a second in the body. And human life, of course, would not exist without it. Now the key point to this whole thing.
Okay.
Proper methylation, we know how important it is dependent upon adequate levels of vitamin B12 and folate. And low levels of B12 will lead to poor methylation. So, of course, for any detoxification program, I recommend taking active a B12 folate supplement. We have a very good one called Active B12 Folate. And consider that whether you're going to follow mine or whether you're going to do it on your own.
Take a short break, come back, wrap up the hour. But what you need to remember is that phone number. They're there now at the Winer Wellness Center, right over the hill from where we are here in Greentree. Short drive from anywhere in the area. It is 866-391-1020, our number. But their very important number is 412-922-WELL. 412-922-9355. 412-922-WELL. 412-922-9355. Detoxification, what a very interesting topic and a lot of ways to look at it. And he's explaining them all. So without further ado, right back to Dr. Joseph Hahnemann and more of the Winer Wellness Center program. Get well naturally every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. KDK Radio. Doc?
Thanks, Rob. Now, the last liver detoxification pathway that I'm going to briefly mention, because it's so important, is the glutathione conjugation. Glutathione is a very important antioxidant. In fact, it's found in every cell of the body. It's concentrated in the liver, helping it to perform its detoxification duties. It neutralizes those nasty free radicals. It conjugates several different types of fat-soluble toxins, allowing for their excretion in our urine by way of our kidneys. Now, glutathione also plays a major role in the detoxification of heavy metals because the metals combine to the sulfur in glutathione. So glutathione also helps protect us from pesticides and solvents and plastic residues that are dangerous to us. Now, for a complete detoxification program, I recommend making an appointment to see me so that we can go over the particulars of a detox program in much, much greater detail. However, you can get started on your own basic plan right now. In fact, for the purchase of our very affordable 14-day supplement kit and program, you will also get the detoxification information pamphlet that will take you through the process step by step, including how much of the supplements to take and what food and beverages to eat and drink. I would add that during your detox program, to be sure your food is organic so that you're not ingesting toxins while you're trying to get rid of them. In addition, I suggest to limit animal protein as it is harder for your kidneys and we are trying to give all our organs of detoxification and elimination a well-earned rest. It's also helpful to keep your environment as toxin-free as possible. You're going to be yesing me, but, you know, these are important. Avoid pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, and chemical fertilizers. Avoid dry cleaning chemicals that can leach toxins into your skin. Wash any new clothes that do not come from an organic source, such as organic cotton, to help remove the toxic chemicals and preservatives that are on them, such as formaldehyde. Of course, make sure your water is as free from toxins as possible. Use natural cosmetics and skincare products. Watch out for synthetic fragrances, parabens, and phthalates that are found in soap, shampoos, and personal care items, and use glass containers that are microwave safe rather than plastic. In addition, you can do light exercise every day, such as an easy walk or gentle yoga. But during the detox program, which can last 14 to 30 days, heavy exercise should be avoided during that time. Exercise boosts your glutathione level and thereby helps boost your immune system, improves detoxification, and enhances your body's own antioxidant defenses. And, of course, it is essential for the health of your lymphatic system. If you drink coffee, taper off before doing detox to avoid potential headaches. And don't forget to get at least 8 hours of sleep. So in summary, with the purchase of our very affordable 14-day supplement kit and program, there is an included detoxification information pamphlet that will take you through the process step by step, including how much of the supplements to take and what food and beverages to eat and drink. It's a great basic plan to get started. If you would like a more complete plan with detailed instructions, either for general wellness or to help with a specific condition, then call our number, 412-922-9355. That's 412-922-9355, and make an appointment with me, Dr. Honigman. I've used a liver detoxification protocol successfully to help with all sorts of skin problems, digestive issues, autoimmune disorders, gastrointestinal complaints, and of course, to help restore damaged liver. It's a great way to kickstart a weight loss program for the nothing is working for me dieters. This detox system is also great to do even if you're feeling good about yourself, but want to increase your energy level and general well-being. In addition, if necessary or desired, I can order a test that evaluates patients for recent toxic element exposure, such as lead, mercury, arsenic, cadmium, and tin. And in addition, this test also assesses nutrient mineral status, which I think is very cool, scientifically speaking. This assessment enables me to provide targeted treatment by identifying and correcting recent toxic element exposures and by replenishing these minerals such as chromium, copper, magnesium, manganese, potassium, vanadium, and zinc. So that's very comprehensive. And the test is very reasonable, as is our office visits. So with the flu season approaching, this is a great time to make an appointment. We can put together a wellness plan, which may include liver detoxification. I can recommend the most effective supplements at that time, and we can go over the supplements you are already taking to see if they are all necessary. You will leave with a detailed plan suited to your individual needs, and once more, that cost is very reasonable. Now, I just wanted to mention one thing about the immune system. I talked about how it takes a certain amount of time for your adaptive immune system to respond and recognize that bacteria or virus. But you should be aware that every time you come in contact with a bacteria or virus or some other nasty organism, your adaptive immune system recognizes it if the same one comes again. That's called adaptive immunity. And so it will respond much quicker. What I was talking about before was for the new varieties of bacterial infections and viruses that come into your system. That's going to take some time for your adaptive immune system to build up the necessary defenses for this new type of problem. That's one of the reasons why it's okay to get sick once in a while, because you do build up this memory. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is this study that I just saw. And I actually read about it from a doctor by the name of Dr. Weil. And he said this, and this is not related, not totally related to what we're talking about, but it's just something I found fascinating. Researchers at the University of Bath and Birmingham conducted a six-week study with 30 obese or overweight men and scheduled their workouts. So this is about exercise. They scheduled their workouts before or after breakfast. Results showed that men who exercised before breakfast burned twice as much fat as those who worked out after. One study leader, Dr. Gonzalez, said the pre-breakfast workouts dramatically improved the men's overall health. The group who exercised before breakfast increased their ability to respond to insulin, which is all the more remarkable given that both exercise groups lost a similar amount of weight and both gained a similar amount of fitness. The only difference was the timing of the food intake. So by doing your exercise before you eat, this was shown to burn more fat and to increase the ability to respond to insulin. That's fascinating.
It is fascinating, and you're fascinating. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You too, Rob. Have a great weekend.
412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.